Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
My friend Tom and I enjoy long bicycle rides, and one of the most memorable ones was the Ojai Century here in California, a 100-mile ride through the beautiful vistas of Summerland, Ventura, Ojai, and Santa Barbara. Now, these events typically start very early, and this one was no different. We had to actually be in Ojai by about 6 a.m. Now, one of the nice customer service touches at such events is that they actually give you a swag bag full of goodies. As I shuffled through the bag in complete darkness, I felt what seemed like an energy gel. Now, for those unfamiliar, these are small sachets of liquid, like a gel, that supposedly provide a boost of electrolytes. Now, thinking it will be helpful for the long day ahead, I ripped off the top of the sachet and downed it. After a few seconds, I realized that what I'd just consumed was definitely not an energy gel. It was just too hasty. I shouted over to Tom, who was nearby setting up his bike, that I was a numbskull for eating what I think was sunscreen. I hadn't read the instructions, but that's sure what it looked like. Now, panicked, I began rubbing the rest of the sachet onto my arms and legs, but it just wasn't soaking in. And I just thought to myself, what is this stuff? Now, Tom, one of the many things I love about him is he's a man of few words, and he noticed my distress and strolled over. After inspecting the sachet, he said, "That's chamois butter." Now, I'd heard of chamois leather, but never chamois butter. So I asked what it was. His response, three words: "For your buttocks." This was my first encounter with chamois butter. Apparently it's used to ease discomfort from longer hours in the saddle. Know what I mean? Who knew? I jokingly thought it might come up on Jeopardy or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I wouldn't even need to phone a friend. Tom, ever the philosopher, added, "Now look on the bright side, dude. At least the sachet wasn't already open." For the next 100 miles throughout beautiful Southern California, I couldn't stop thinking about three things. Firstly, would the taste of chamois butter ever leave my palate? Second, why did the designers of chamois butter present it in the same form as an energy gel? Was it an oversight, or did someone think it would be funny to confuse people like me? And thirdly, I vowed to always, always read the instructions going forward. This experience made me think about customer service and how too often we don't fully understand what our customers want. We assume we know best. At the root of many customer service issues is simply not reading the instructions, not fully understanding or delivering what the customers actually asked for. I've observed that many leaders who eventually fall from grace do so because they didn't read the instructions on what being a leader truly involves. Many consulting firms fail because they don't understand exactly what the customers need. Similarly, many salespeople try to sell products or services their customers actually don't want, failing to fully grasp the customer's instructions. The one time I think it is acceptable to challenge customer instructions is in the area of innovation, where the instruction is to challenge the status quo. The instructions don't exist at this stage. Henry Ford famously said, quote, "If I would have asked my customers what they would have wanted, they'd have just asked if I could design a faster horse." I don't think I'll ever use chamois butter again, certainly not in the way I first used it. But that little sachet taught me an important lesson. Always, always read the instructions.
I hope you found that short story useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.